Hey, what's going on?
That's right.
Man, well, you know what? I'm just going to kick this off real quick, man. This is, this is Crack B. This is the greatest of all time, you know. This is the greatest podcaster of all time. And joined with the greatest co-host of all time, you know, CW or CM. He wants me to call him CM, but I don't know.
Nah, man, CW's fine, man. It's got a better ring to it. I got all these kids calling me C-dubs now.
That's right, C-dubs. I like that, man. You know, C-dubs sound good, man. And then we're going to do that. And then, and this is actually season 3, episode 1 of Why Hello There. So, Why Hello There, man. How you been? It's been a long time.
I've been good, man. It has been a long time. I've been, working on myself.
Oh, really? What you been doing?
Trying to lose weight. And I went to the doctor and I found out I was sick.
Oh, no.
Need to lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, man. The doctor told me, too, that they'd be like, man, you got to lose all 300 pounds of you. And they'd be like, man, I'm sorry, I only lost 1 pound. And I think that was because I didn't drink my DC in the morning. So I guess I'm fine, you know, I didn't get that water retention.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think so. They'd be like, hey, man, that water retention is going to give you hypertension. They'd be like, well, I don't give a fuck, man. I like my DC.
Yeah, man. My problem wasn't DC. My problem was I would wake up in the mornings and instead of drinking water, I'd drink gravy.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, well, I got those problems too, you know.
Man,
if it ain't gravy, man, then it's DC, you know. And if you get both of them combined and kind of wash them together, it's a good day, you know.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day if you want ranitidine. But guess what? That ranitidine is going to make everything better, you know?
Yeah, man. I probably need to go get me some. It's getting about that season.
Yeah, it's that season. And it ain't that season pleasing, you know? It's a little kind of chilly, you know, to be doing all that, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely chilly, man. We got all this white stuff coming out of the sky.
Oh, white stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty bad here, man.
It's probably the best stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're talking about snow, then yeah, I guess it's all right.
Yeah, it's snow, man. It started this morning.
It started this morning.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I already can't see nothing but snow everywhere.
Yeah, well, we don't got no problems where I'm at, you know, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds like an Indiana's problem.
Yeah, it is. It pretty much is, man. It is an Indiana problem.
Yeah, that sounds like it. I remember the last time I went to go see you. It was goddamn cold as shit, and I'm like, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah, it was cold when you came up here.
Yeah, it was fucking cold, and I'm like, oh, what the hell kind of bullshit is that? Can't do that, you know? Just, you know, Uncle Stevie, don't do that. You know? And I saw you found some comic, man. What kind of shit is that? Where'd you find that? You found that at the store or what?
The what?
The Ninja Jesus comic.
I saw it. It was on Facebook. I saw that thing and I was like, what is this? And I look at it and I'm like, man, this is our idea.
You know what? That is my idea. God damn it. That's, I mean, our idea. Babe. I ain't trying to take credit. You know?
We talked about this like 15 years ago.
That's right. A little bit longer than that.
Probably has been longer.
Probably a little longer than that. I'll tell you that much. But hey, guess what, man? If they want to make money off of me, then that's all right. You know, I'm doing pretty good with this podcast money, man. The other day, I made myself 7 cents.
That's pretty good.
Man, that's pretty good, man. You know, all in all, man, since we had the podcast for like 2 years now, I probably made myself $6.69.
That's not bad, man.
No, that's not bad, man, considering all else considered, man. Not only that, you know, with the part-time job, only working 5 hours a week, you know me. I don't do no more than 5.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean. I've been trying to cut back on my hours.
Yeah, man. Well, how many hours you been working?
So I've gotten up to 15.
15? Oh, man, yeah. That's too much, man. You got to get yourself at least 10.
I know. I come home every week, man. I be tired. Man,
yeah, me too. I know how the hell you do it. I don't know how I do it. You know, I'd be like, They'd be like, hey, you need to work a little bit more hours than that. And they'd be like, well, I don't care, but they'd be like, oh, all right. So again, yeah, because they don't mess with me, so, you know. They'd be like, all right, well, Uncle CB, I guess he's going to work his five today, you know. So he's going to go home. Except that now, you know, I'm getting my, because, you know, COVID, you know, Uncle Covito out there trying to kill everybody. I ain't trying to get killed. You know? So now I work from home, you know, I'm on my clickety clackies for like at least 5 hours.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying, right?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's right. I can't deal with Uncle Covito out there.
Yes.
That's right.
It's getting bad again.
Yeah, it's starting to get bad again. You know, these people with goddamn masks, you know, putting it right below their goddamn nose ain't helping too, you
know? I know. And then people, they want to pull their mask down when they talk to you. I'm like, man, yeah, stay back.
That's right. I'm like, yeah, you know. I went to this doctor's office and this girl just started talking. She puts her mask down. She's like talking all casual. And I'm like, yeah, you can put your mask back on. Because not only do you, you know, not only are you trying to spread COVID, but your grills ain't all that great, you know. So you can just put that mask right back on. You know, I ain't going to lie, man. I made a couple, you know, there's a couple of, you know, my mistakes. But looking at, and they'll be like, man, they look kind of good. But as soon as you take the mask off, as soon as they start smiling, they'll be like, now you can put the mask right back on.
Right back on.
Yeah. Right back on, man. Yeah, because the eyes is good. You know, the eyes are smoking. And everything is good. But it's just, you know, when you open your mouth, you know, it ain't that great. So I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that. They'll be like, man, you know what? It's called the deception.
I know, that whole mouth looked like a pen of keys.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Man, I'm be like, what kind of shit is that, man? What the hell, you got a checkerboard with like goddamn, look at that goddamn checkerboard on goddamn trees, you know? Yeah, you got black, white all over the place, you know?
I know, right?
That's right.
Like, yep, put that mask right back on.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what, man. There's nothing like a paperback to kind of fix, you know.
Yep.
That's right. I say that's what I did with my first wife, you know, because she's like a good 400 pounds, so, you know.
Yeah, no, man.
I know how I did it, you know, and I'll tell you what, man. It's like climbing a mountain of excess fat, you know. It ain't that great.
Yep. I know all about it, man. I've been trying to get rid of it.
Trying to get rid of the excess fat or the wife with the excess fat? Which one?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've been there, man. I tell you what, man. It's kind of bullshit, man. I tell you what. Man, did you hear anything from Ice Skater, goddamn Liu Yang? You ever heard anything from her?
I ain't talked to her in about a month. I ain't really kept in touch with her all that well.
Nah, man, I don't delete my Facebook. I can't be doing the damn Facebooks no more.
Yeah, I can't blame this. A bunch of goofiness.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hootenanny, I tell you what. I've been don't like all that.
This is too much going on with that.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, it was a goddamn election. Well, let's not talk about that. We all know that it was rigged because we all know Kanye West was going to win that. So I don't understand what the hell happened, you know.
That's right. I know Trump and Biden both stole votes from Kanye.
That's right. I saw a whole bunch of Kanye votes on the goddamn Florida, but I ain't what's going on with that. What's going on with that? Trying to change history. That's what we're going to do. Trying to change what we're supposed to have. What the hell are you laughing about? You know it's goddamn true.
I know.
What the hell are you laughing about? Coughing and all that stuff, man. You don't even cough. You know it's true.
I know it's true.
But we put it out there, you know. Because, you know, InfoWars ain't going to put it out there, so we're going to put it out there. You know, NPR ain't going to put it out there. We going to put it out there.
That's right.
You know, CNN ain't going to put it out there. We going to put it out there.
That's right.
You got to see the CW. That's right.
Bring it to you live.
That's right. And you know goddamn Fox News ain't going to bring it out.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We going to bring it out. I know, I can't think of, you can't, Al Jazeera ain't going to bring it out. We going to bring it out. Nah, I can't think of anything else. Is that, where's the rougher one? NPR?
You've already said NPR.
Oh, I already said NPR, my bad.
I think so.
I think that's all of them. Never mind. Oh, RT. RT ain't going to bring it out.
RT. Yeah, I'll do it.
RT ain't going to bring it out, but me and CW and CB is going to bring it out. Uncle CB, Uncle CW are going to bring it out.
That's right.
That's right.
This whole theory, his conspiracy theory is real. We're going to bring it out.
I mean, I tell you what, you won't get spooky. You won't get dark. You won't get conspiracy mysterious with me.
That's right.
Okay, don't laugh now.
Kanye 2024.
The man, hey man, you know the man don't concede. The man's gonna achieve everything he's gonna do. Okay, man, you know every setback is only good for a greater comeback. So you know what? We're gonna see Kanye 2024. And we're going to not, you know what? And if anything, let's try to refute this damn thing because we know that this is goddamn rigged.
Man, I know I didn't vote for Kanye. I wrote in my own.
Who
I didn't vote for Kanye.
Hold on. Who the hell you voted for?
I wrote in my own ballot because I knew there was going to be a bunch of dead people voting. So I wanted a dead president, John McCain.
Man, you know what? If it ain't, you know, I tell you what, man. If it... if it ain't Kanye West, it's definitely gonna be John McCain, because you know what, McCain 08,
never too late.
That's right, McCain 08, never too late. I said that when Obama became president, and I'm like, McCain 08, never too late. When Obama got reelected, McCain 08, never too late.
That's right.
When
McCain died, McCain 08,
never too late.
That's right.
If Dick Clark was doing it for a long ass time, doing the goddamn New Year's things, and I'm pretty sure John McCain could do it too.
That's right.
Oh man, McCain, oh, ain't never too late. It's never too late. Never too late. Especially now. We definitely don't need goddamn Biden.
That's right.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of this whole Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr.
fight.
Yeah, man, it's like two old men fighting, you know, it's like two uncles fighting in the backyard, you know.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. That's pretty much what I saw when I saw, you know, Biden and, you know, and you know, DT, you know, Donald Trump, you know.
That's right.
But like when I was talking spooky, man, I'm telling you, man, the damn Kanye votes. It was all over the floors, all over the place. I remember walking down somewhere. They were like, hey, what's going on with these Kanye votes? I was like, we don't want him to win. We don't want Jesus to win. I'm like, you don't want Jesus to win? This is the greatest. What are you talking about? He's going to do so many great things.
I know, man. That's what I was thinking, too.
Now I was thinking the same goddamn thing about that goddamn bullshit, man. You got that goddamn... Gonna Joe Biden. He want that man.
I know. I don't get it, man. I don't understand. The guy can't even form a complete sentence, and you got Kanye can sing a damn song.
That's right. He can complete. At least he can complete half sentences. But you know what? It's good.
Yeah, it's better than Joe Biden.
That's right. Better than goddamn Sleepy Joe is better than goddamn Sleepy Kamala Harris. It's better than goddamn, you know, these goddamn dams. We got to get them out.
That's right.
I don't know how the hell to get them out. I'll tell you what, but we going to get them out.
Go at least try anyway.
I ain't going to try. We going to get them out. I don't know how the hell we going to do it, but we going to do it. With the power of my radio waves out there and my 1% viewers from the Philippines, we going to make this happen. You hear me? My 1% viewers from goddamn India, we gonna make this happen, right?
We got this, man. We got this.
That's right. my 1% viewers from the Netherlands. We gonna make this happen.
That's right. We gonna, you guys are gonna spread the word for us. You guys gonna help us out.
That's right.
We gonna get this working.
I ain't gonna lie, man. The other day I looked at my statistics, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm not lying about the whole 1% from the Philippines. I don't know, for some reason I got people from the Philippines listening to me.
Wait, Philippines? That's weird. Man, I mean, it's not weird, but I mean,
here, man, if you're listening to me, man, why don't you give me some of that good Filipino food? You know,
that's right. Man, I got some good food.
Yeah, man, they do. Anything. You ever had the Olympics?
I have.
Yeah, man, that's good, man. They be like, "Hey, woman," they be like, "Yeah, go make me some Olympics." They be like, "All right, sounds good." And then give me that sweet sauce. This is good too.
That's really good.
Man, that's real good right now, especially. Oh man, I'm so hungry right now.
I know.
Even though my doctor told me I shouldn't be eating like that, but I feel like eating right now. You know, all 300 pounds of me was wanting. You know,
that's right.
Just a whole tray to myself. You know, it was supposed to be for a family, but you know, I ain't gonna feed my family. Fuck them, man. I just want it for me.
That's right.
I just want it for me, Uncle CB, the greatest. That's all.
Like I got this, got this big tray of food. I got a DC here.
Oh man,
get all I need.
Oh
right?
Man. Oh man, you make me shoot. Man, I got a smile from ear to ear when you tell me that. I'd be like, wait, what? I'd be like, oh man, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's some good stuff right there.
I know, right, man. I went and bought me a bunch of those DCs the other day.
Man, that's good, man. DC with some JB, man, it's good, man. With some JDs, good stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That Jack Daddy's.
That's right.
That's Jack Daddy's, you know. Get some Jack Daddy's and some DC, you'd be good.
Yep. I'll mix it into my drink at work, and I'll walk around with that at work.
Oh, man.
People are like, what are you drinking? I'm like, it's just DC. I'm like, oh, all right.
I'm like, yeah, your breath kind of smells like JD, whatever.
And I'm like, yeah, it's that new Christmas flavor.
Oh, it's the cinnamon ones, right?
That's right.
They're like, hey, man, I got the cinnamon DC, you know? It's a holiday edition, you know? It's a holiday edition because it got the polar bear on.
It does. Have a polar bear on it. It's a snowflake.
Man, that polar bear's been around for a long time, man.
Yeah, that polar bear is older than Coke.
Man, she's older than me. Oh, what the hell's going on, man? I know. If it's not older than me, then I know. You know what else is old, man? That damn Eminem's commercial with that guy that was like, oh my God, he does exist.
Which one?
Like when it's like the two Eminem dudes, they don't meet up with Santa Claus, and they're like, oh my God, he exists, and they're like, oh my God, it do exist.
Oh, yeah. That. And if, yeah, that's right, I remember that.
Yeah, the commercial's old as shit, man. And they always play that shit every goddamn year. Like, but like, you can't come up with a new one.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean. It's the same commercial every year.
Yeah, no, like I'm going to tell Mars Incorporated to go and get your thing up, you know, but I know. Maybe if Kanye became president, maybe everything would have been different, you know.
That's right.
That's right. But now we got to deal with kind of that Sleepy Joe.
I don't think we're going to have to deal with him long.
Why, you think Father Time's going to get to him first?
I don't think he's going to remember he was beating president.
I don't think so, too. But like, wait a minute, I won? But like, won what? No, like, don't worry, you won. Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yep, that's right. That sounds good.
Just remember that we won. We all won. Kind of ignore, but
he won him a spot at the old folks' home, the nursing home.
Yeah, that's right. They're gonna be like, "Hey, come over here, dude." That's right. Some of my friends like to call him DB, that Daddy Biden. I'm like, no, he ain't got that Daddy Biden. Not here, dude. He old as shit. Yeah, I understand that. But nope, he ain't my daddy, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
Main thing, I'm going to get his wife, stick it up her pooper, and make her my daddy.
Well.
That's right. Hey, man, you know, all you need to get is some, you know, let's get some, you know, that lubrication, you know, that KY.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's right. KY makes everything fly, you know?
That's right.
It makes everything glide too. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's right. I think I just, my mouth just turned pink just thinking about taking up goddamn, I almost called him Daddy Biden, goddamn it. Joe Biden's got my mouth just went a little pink. I can't do it, man. Stick it up a pooper. No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't even do it on Kamala Harris. Brother, no, I can't do that. You too much women empowerment. I can't do it.
Well, I don't really mind the women empowerment. That woman's just nuts.
Yeah, that woman, man, you know what? She might be crazy in the bedroom for all you know. You never know. You don't know until you try.
And it's kind of weird because, you know, you don't see or hear about Nancy Pelosi all that much anymore either.
Man, Nancy Pelosi's been pretty quiet.
Of course she has, Biden.
Very, very, very quiet. And they're like, oh, you're quiet. And I'm like, all right. Man, I don't know who looks worse, Nancy Pelosi or Janet Reno. You remember Janet Reno?
Oh, man, I do remember Janet Reno.
Yeah, Janet Reno, like, what the fuck
are you? I'm gonna have to say that Janet Reno takes that one.
Yeah? All right, well, I guess so, man. So, all right, so if you want to play who's hot and who's not.
I'd say, Janet Reno, I can't say wins it, I guess really loses it.
Oh, okay, so Janet Reno, not hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so Janet Reno, Betty White, hot or not? Who's hot, who's not? Come on.
Oh, Betty White all day long.
No, that's right, Betty White. I'm going to make the DP on her. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I would choose Betty White even if I didn't have a choice.
Wait, hold on. I didn't say DP. I'm talking. Oh, I didn't mean to say that, guys. No, I don't do all that. But no, I'm drinking pee. But I definitely drink some DC. And I was taking up a goddamn paper or two that much. Man, I don't even know what the hair DP is. I know I heard Dr. Pepper. I don't do all that. I don't do nothing than Dr. Pepper, I tell you that much. But I do DC. The DC is the greatest thing of all time. The hell you laughing about?
I ain't
laughing. The hell you laughing about? I know you ain't laughing at me. I know you ain't laughing at me. I know you ain't laughing at me.
I am definitely.
No, nope, you ain't laughing at me, I tell you that much. You ain't laughing at me, I tell you.
Hey, it's all right, Mr. DP.
Got that piece of shit. No, whatever, man. You know what's some bullshit, man? They got me working here at the clickety clacks where I work at. I work in the office from home. I told you that Uncle Covito won't stay away from me. I told you that. Yeah. And they got me training these two dudes from India, man. I can't stand them. I tell you that.
Why is that?
I know, man. They be like, they keep asking me goddamn questions all the fucking time. But like, hey, man, stop asking questions. I ask questions. Just listen. And the whole point is, like, I don't know, man. I think they're in Mars or some shit like that. There's a goddamn 8-second lag. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that? Like, we are on Earth. Why is there 8-second lag when I'm talking to you?
Well, you talking about when you talk to them in person?
I don't even talk to them in person, man. I've been talking to them goddamn, what do you call it? The WebEx or whatever the hell you call it, man. It's basically like some type of thing. It's kind of like Teams or it's kind of like whatever the hell, Zooms or whatever, you know, but it's for,
oh,
but yeah, it's a professional's one, you know? It's a professional's one. So, you know, I've been teaching these goddamn fools, you know, about how to do my job, you know, and I don't really do much, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. I can't tell you what I do, because then you're going to be like, Uncle CB, give me a name, but I can't tell you. But, man, anyways, they'd be like, man, they don't know what the hell they do. They'd be like, oh, man, I can't do it. They'd be annoying as hell. They'd be like, excuse me, cracker. I mean, yes, cracker, but can you please repeat what you said? I'm like, no, goddamn it, I ain't gonna repeat it. I'm gonna tell you once, you're gonna get it. Get it, got it, good. That's it.
Man, I almost had to ask you what you said because you sounded like one of them.
Oh.
I almost couldn't understand you, but I mean, I guess it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, don't make fun of them, man. I tell you that, but they're like,
I almost thought I was talking to one, and I was almost asking you to put on somebody that speaks English.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a virus on your computer? I can get you that can help, get you somebody that can help you. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is John Bean. And do you have a virus on your computer?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have been notified from Microsoft that you have virus on your computer.
I can't understand you. It sounds like I don't know, man. I can't understand.
Oh, so my friend is okay, no problem. What the hell? I'm kind of Russian right now. God damn it, I can't do all that. Like, it's been a long time since I did that goddamn voice, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Oh, man, my goddamn boss is kind of messaging me. They're like, hey, man. She's telling me, welcome back. I'm going to tell her, fuck off.
Man, I can't believe they got you working from home.
I know, man. The Uncle CB, I don't know the hell they be doing with me, you know. They be like, hey, man, you're going to be fine. You're going to be working from home. You're going to do great things. I be like, all right, I guess I'll do great things then. I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure out. Wait, are you still, you're not working at the same place, are you? You're working at a different place now.
Yeah, I'm working at a different place, man. I don't know, man. I bet, you know, this just don't work out for me. Everybody be mad because everybody.
I was about to ask you how you was, like, pumping gas and stuff from home.
No, hold on. No. I don't do all that, man. That's my friend, what you call it?
Oh, that's Dimitri.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's this man, you know. No, Baldovich. Baldovich,
that was it.
Yeah, that's
Dimitri, I think, was his cousin.
Yeah, that's that man. But he don't, you know what, man? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, man. So, I guess I got to go back to the goddamn click and clicks. You know, they've got the thing that's kicking off, and even though man, I had to go do this damn thing with the goddamn India teams, it's not going to be a good day, man. I goddamn hate these damn things. Goddamn fools. It is what it is.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You ever had to train one of these damn people?
I have.
Man, it's not fun. It's not fun, isn't it?
No.
Man, it's not, man. I'm not. Is what it is. Oh my god. And I'm sorry, you know, those people who do listen for me from India, you know, we only poke fun. I don't really want to make fun of you, you know. For some reason, I do got 1% of people from India listening to me and have no idea why, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, man. If you're going to do that, at least get me whatever the hell you guys eat.
That's right. And I'm joking. I can actually understand you. It's all right.
I'm not joking. I don't understand you guys, but it's all right.
I think I just listen with an accent.
Yeah, man. You know what? If it ain't American, it ain't for me, you know. And I don't like them damn accents.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you're in America, you're going to speak American.
That's right.
I don't know what the hell that meant, but you know what the hell I mean.
I mean, we're in America, so we speak American.
That's right. Well, this is CB. This is Cracker Bob, the greatest of all time, greatest podcaster of all time, with the greatest host, with the most, CW. And we out.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. You know what?
What?
let's not end it right now. Hold on one second. What the hell you mean? I ain't out yet. I'm not out yet.
All right.
No, okay, I'm out. I gotta go. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. What? I mean, wait, what? No. Wait, hold on. I didn't say all that.